You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Grateful to have you with us today as we talk about some news, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Straight ahead, some news you're not going to hear about anywhere else. It is the liberating of slaves that have been in slavery for sometimes up to 20 years. Where on planet Earth does that occur? Well, in more places than you'd realize. And our friends at Christian Solidarity International are doing something about it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome in. Glad to have you with us. It is exciting. Thank you to those of you who gave a gift yesterday and liberated human lives. Let me reiterate those words. Thank you to those of you who gave a gift. That's a pretty simple thing to do. And liberated a human life. Liberated them from what, Kev? Deep, dark slavery is abusive and torturous and cruel. There were people that this audience helped find freedom with yesterday, and I want to say thank you for that. Our goal this spring is in total is about 100 human slaves, and if we are able to do that, that will add to the 4,200 that we have already liberated in years past, and I am so grateful and so thankful to get to work with a group called Christian Solidarity International. If you've been listening to my show for any length of time, you know that for the past decade plus, we have worked together and we have done some amazing things. And just that number, 4,200 human lives. It's easy to run over this stuff, but I want to slow down. 4,200 individuals that previously were being abused and kept as property by someone else that now have control of their own life because you stepped up and said, hey, we're gonna set you free. I'm just so grateful to be able to tell you that story and to be able to say, let's do it again. Back with us is Todd Chapman from Christian Solidarity International. And Todd, it is easy. I'm guilty of it, of thinking, even in how my family views this, oh, we're going to free another slave this month. But it's not just a slave. It's someone with a name. It's someone with a story. It's someone who God knows intimately. God knows the fears in their hearts. He knows the pain that they've suffered. He knows the stuff that they've been through. And we get the honor, we get the privilege to be able to come alongside him and say, hey, let's do what you would do for that person, and that is to set them free.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, you said it earlier, these women that were freeing through CSI, that you're freeing with your gift, many of them don't have any recollection of any life other than being abused and living in slavery. I mean, they were taken oftentimes as little children, separated from their moms at 2-3 years of age, sometimes younger, and then lodged with a slave master who abused them in every way that's conceivable. And that has become their life. And just hard labor, abuse, isolation, loneliness, no one they can talk to. You got to believe that even if they made eye contact with their slave master, a beating was going to come from that. Sure, they thought about trying to escape, but they had seen other people likely killed in trying to do so. And so they, they just gave up on life. They're like, well, I guess this is my lot in life. It's never going to be any different. But then along comes an emissary from God who is dispatched basically by you. When you give your gift, you enable CSI to send our Arab slave retrievers out into North Sudan, where they identify and then negotiate the release of these prisoners. And then several times a year, we did it in November. We've got another slave liberation coming up here in the next couple of months. We gather as many as we have been able to free. Oftentimes it's, 100, 200, 300. It was 350 in November. And we get them together and they all walk to freedom together into their homeland of South Sudan. There's a big party that ensues whenever possible. We reunite them with their families. We document them. I mean, these are people that have they basically, it's like they never existed, really. They were taken at such a young age. They don't have an identity. They don't, you know, sometimes they only know the name that they were given. It's not even their real name. But when we can, we try to get them back with their families, and we're able to do that sometimes. And but even if we can't, we get them started on a new life with all sorts of supplies. But most importantly, hope, freedom, and they learn about the motivation of CSI and people like you. Why did we do this? Because God loves you, has a beautiful plan for your life, and we want to see that plan recognized. So if you can connect with anything of what I just shared, you want to be a part of rewriting these horrific stories and turning them, as God does, from ashes into a thing of beauty, you're in the right place. And the thing I love about this, Kevin, so it's $250 to free a slave. If you can't give $250, that doesn't mean you can't or shouldn't help. Every gift will roll up to freeing another human being.
Right.
And on the other hand, if you're a person who has means to give a larger gift, $1,000 or maybe $250 a month for a period of time, man, think about the impact you can have in redeeming these lives that the enemy has stolen and is in the process of destroying. God can use you to redeem and bring them back. So this is a beautiful opportunity. Really hoping you'll respond today. We would love to see, I don't know what God can do today. 5, 10, 12 human beings freed today by the WMCA audience. But you're going to be a part of that when you give your gift. So thanks for prayerfully considering doing it.
800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. I want to tell you about one of these slaves, because these stories, they wreck me. they just mess me up so badly. This woman's name is Abuk Garong Anai. And I know that the names are a little bit odd to our Western ears. But this woman, and I wish you could see a picture of her. She is just so beautiful. God made her with such a beautiful, face and expression and, just presence. But she had to walk 15 days when she went on the liberation journey to get back to South Sudan. So she was quite a ways away from the border. But she was one of those 350 that Todd just mentioned that got liberated in November last year. And that might have come from one of you. You may have given the gift that liberated Abuk Garang Anai and allowed her to go home. But when she was little, she was snatched out of her family's life. She felt it was over. She thought, my life is shattered. There's nothing that I can do. She became a slave. She had a slave master who was, according to her story, very dominant, stripped her of her South Sudanese Christian identity, made her take an Arab Muslim name. She had to work. She had to clean. She had to cook. She had to tend to cattle. She got very little rest, ate very little food. And then came November of last year, and getting back into South Sudan, she was one of the newly freed. And this didn't solve all the problems. It doesn't oftentimes. You still have a lot of memories of what's going on. She is pregnant, carrying a child that she was that she conceived during enslavement, fathered by the master that she just hated. But despite this, she wants to show mercy towards that unborn child. She wants to raise that child as her own. And because CSI is able to do so, they're going to help her through that process. And it's just going to be an incredible story of God's grace and mercy. And when you give a gift, you are stepping into people's lives that are going through things that you cannot even imagine. And yet the goodness that is being poured out is being felt and is being appreciated, and she gives thanks to God for that. Would you set another Abuk free? Would you help another woman who has gone through this type of abuse find peace and contentment with God and a new life? That's what we're talking about. The $250 just starts their life over. It gives them the things that they need to make that new life. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or go to WMCA.com.
Feel feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move-you-forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Joining us is Councilman Ben Kellis. What do you think about the labor movement post-Janus? What are you hearing?
I've spoken to public service labor unions all over the city and state, and they are telling me that they are stronger than ever. Members of labor know what's at stake, and they're not falling for any of the stuff that's coming out of Washington. They know that Janus was an attack on labor, and frankly, they know that no one looking out for them other than their labor union. So I see folks getting more involved, and I think that if labor members get involved in their unions, I think that you can define who will be the next president of the United States of America, the next mayor of the city of New York, the next borough president in Manhattan, and the next council members, because everything's up for grabs.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
We call it the Bible Bus. Get on or off anytime you want as we travel through the Bible.
Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. And the little things of our lives are to be made a matter of prayer. I personally do not think there's anything in a Christian's life that should not be made a matter of prayer to God. To begin with, He knows us. And I know that from experience, and I'm sure you do, I've prayed to God and I prayed around a certain thing as if He didn't know about it. May I say to you, you don't pray around with God. You tell Him. You can talk to Him very frankly. You can open and unburden your heart to Him as you can unburden your heart to no one else.
Join a faithful company of people on the Bible Bus as we go through the Bible. Find out more at ttb.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's WMCA AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Todd Chapman is also here with us from CSI. And Todd, the idea that you need to liberate slaves in 2024 is an anathema. We're supposed to be done with this. Abolition came. We freed slaves in Europe and in the Americas, and it should be all done. But sadly, it's not. And CSI actually is working, what is it, in 18 countries at present to help alleviate these issues of slavery around the world.
Yeah, slavery is alive and well, sadly. It's estimated more than 50 million people live in slavery in some form or fashion around the world, and more are being taken captive every day, forced labor, human trafficking. It's a blight on humanity, and we all would agree that it's something that is not godly, that God looks at it and just breaks his heart. He hates it, I get it. I think about the words of Christ in the New Testament, where he's talking about the end times. He's foreshadowing that, and he says, because of the increase of wickedness of many, the hearts of many people will grow cold in those end days. And I'm not going to pretend to be a prophet on the air, but it sure seems like we're getting close to the end, and certainly wickedness is prevalent. But I love what Jesus said there, but those who persevere and don't lose heart in the end will be saved. And also we have the opportunity, because the power of God and all of his resources, his anointing, his calling still rests upon us in spite of the darkness of the hour. And we have so much opportunity to preach the gospel and to redeem people and also free people from slavery. That's what we get to do today. And so I just want to say that as an encouragement to my brothers and sisters. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. God's still on the throne. Things can seem dark and scary and hopeless right now, but we know they're not, because God desires that every person should know him and his love, and that we get to be a hand in that today, specifically freeing physically people that have lived in captivity most, if not all, of their lives. We're talking about slaves in North Sudan. They were taken captive in the Sudanese civil war back 30 years ago. Many of them little girls at the time, and they've been held in slavery ever since. But CSI has been working for 25 years now to free those women, and now we've been able to, in just a recent, really in the last year or so, actually be able to free some of the children that have been born into slavery as well. We're really excited about that, but we can't do it without you. That's the bottom line, and that's why we, for years here on WMCA, have brought this opportunity in front of you. And Kevin was sharing earlier, and I love this. More than 4,200 slaves have been freed over the last number of years through the WMCA audience, and that is absolutely amazing. But Kev, I'm just going to, at the risk of sounding discontent or unsatisfied, that it's not enough. There's more. I know we can do more.
Not even close to enough, and that's what people can really understand and help us with today. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. When the Civil War ended, and CSI was instrumental in that, a lot of people don't even know this, Dr. John Eibner helped organize, at the time it was the Bush administration and a couple of other Western governments that came together. They got the two sides. South Sudan was created. It's the world's youngest country. And they said, okay, the Christians can have the South and the Arabs can have the North, and you guys have your own areas, and that's that. But none of the countries, none of the people in the process remembered the slaves. And CSI, despite our pleading, was not able to convince them that they needed to take that up. They just kind of let it be what it was. And so it's really been the private efforts of CSI and listeners like you that over the last 15 years have said, all right, nobody else will do anything about it. We will. And through that process, now there were about 185,000 slaves at its peak. We've liberated somewhere in the 130,000 range. And so that number has massaged and gone back and forth a little bit. But our estimate is it's somewhere in the 35 to 40,000 range of slaves that are still there. And so, yes, 4,200, we rejoice. We rejoice with every single one of those hearts that have been set free. But we need to get the next 100. And we've identified 100 of them. We know that we can liberate them within just the next matter of weeks. There's probably going to be another liberation that takes place. We can't tell you the details of that because it endangers people. But it is important that we do what we can, that we work, as my high school basketball coach used to say, while the sun shines, so that when the moment comes, that when we have the opportunity, we can bring them to freedom and safety. And you do that with your gift, 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. But the need is great. The opportunity is great. And we have the chance to this spring at least liberate another 100. 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. And Todd, I know that there are stories that we always tell people about that of slaves that have been liberated. Why don't you share with us one that touches you?
I'd love to do that. Actually looking at a picture of a beautiful woman named Angar Gurung Ahir, and she was part of our liberation march in this past November, so just a few months ago. And at the time when she walked into freedom, she walked 7 days, 8 months pregnant. So boy, wow. You talk about that's going to be a little bit challenging, but she made the journey, and her baby's been born in freedom. What a blessing that is, right? So thanks to a generous person like you, not only did Angar get freed, but her child, instead of being born into slavery and just, you know, likely the same horrific life her mom had endured for so many years, this baby now born into freedom. And her pregnancy was actually the result of sexual abuse, regular sexual abuse by her slave master, and just kind of a grim reminder potentially of her years in captivity. But I believe that that baby, especially knowing that that baby was born as she came into freedom, man, what a great reminder of God's faithfulness and goodness, right? So, but she's now free in South Sudan, but she's, you know, she's still got a bit of a road. She doesn't have any family. We've not been able to reunite her with her family. She was taken at such a young age, has no recollection of her parents, but she's praying. She's in a part of a faith community. There's, you know, whenever we bring these slaves out, and if we can't get them with their family, we've got communities anchored by local churches and pastors there. So she's surrounded by friends, by other slaves, and she's getting the nurture she needs. And she's praying, and this is something you can be praying about. Her name again is Angar, A-N-G-E-R. It might be pronounced slightly different, but it's spelled like Angar. But to be praying that God will provide a husband for her and a father for her child, because that's her prayer. She's so excited to be free for the first time in her life, and she thanks God for that. But let's pray that God will provide someone to provide and take care of her and her baby, and we know that He will. But you know, that's just one story, Kev. Man, there's so many, as you said, tens of thousands left. Yeah. God wants to redeem, and we get to be a part of that. It's only $250 to free a woman like Angar, and perhaps another child as well. So would you consider giving that gift right now? It won't take long at all, and you can be a part of miracles that God's doing.
800-222-5909, 800-222-5909, or WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. We are liberating slaves, captives today, if you will, 800-222-5909. Because there are people in captivity, Todd Chapman.
Yeah, there are actually more slaves in the world today than at any time in human history, which is a staggering thought. A lot of people think that, oh, slavery, that's a thing of the past. No, it's very much alive and well. You know, bad people, evil people, and the enemy destroying lives, doing it through slavery, through abuse, in various forms and fashions. And CSI is working to set captives free, to free, feed, and heal captives in 18 countries around the world. kind of the center point of our work is in Sudan, where people were abducted, mainly women and children at the time, but they've been held captive in North Sudan now for decades. And every year, thanks to generous people like you, CSI is able to set them free and march them, walk them into their home country of South Sudan. When we can, we reunite them with their family in their community and get their life back on track, get them on the course that God had for them before the enemy intervened. Can't do it without your help. Here's the amazing thing, though. You talk about setting a captive free, setting him up in a new life. If I didn't know anything about it, I'd think, that's going to cost thousands of dollars. It's $250 to set a captive free, give them a goat, give them grain, give them supplies to get their new life started, a life filled with hope. We set them up with a church community. It really is freedom and a new life in Jesus. Would you pray about being involved with that today? Join WMCA as we seek to set 100 slaves free.
800-222-5909 is the number to do that, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. Just click the CSI button at the top of the page or call 800-222-5909.
Embark on an extraordinary cruise this fall with Alistair Begg. Immerse yourself in vibrant autumn colors and serene landscapes for 7 life-changing days of spiritual renewal. From rugged Maine to the European charm of Quebec City, you'll encounter natural beauty and a region steeped in history. Imagine evenings under the stars, sharing stories and making new friends, while exploring charming villages, scenic lighthouses, and historic sites during the day. You'll also savor fresh seafood and delicious lobster. Join us for a journey that will refresh your soul and draw you closer to God with Alistair Begg and Salem Media on the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519 or book online at deeperfaithcruise.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909. We are setting captives free with Christian Solidarity International. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Todd Chapman. Todd, you were talking about Inger's story before we went to the break, and it reminded me of something. You know, we probably in the West would think a lot differently about slave children, because if they have been given to the slave by the slave master, there's probably an immediate thought in our Western mind of retribution and anger and wanting to get even and all kinds of things that I think you can't judge someone. It would be natural to feel resentment towards someone who did something like that to you. But I just want to offer this kind of perspective on that. Many of these slave women, as you mentioned, have lost all of their family. The cruelty with which slavery visits the lives of these women is unforgiving. It is just relentless. So when they have been able to become pregnant and have small children, that is their only relative. That is their only family. That is the only connection they have in many instances to another physical human being. The fact that we are, last year and this year, for the first time with CSI, able to get some of these children reunited with their mothers is a joy that runs very, very deep in their heart, and it is a joy that runs deep in God's heart, because I do believe that those children need their moms, and especially moms who love the Lord and who want to bring them up in a Christian orientation. And that's what you do, friend. Last year, the liberations we've been telling you about that took place in November, so the ones that took place last spring as well, we are for the first time being able to reunite some of the children and some of the women, and some of them even in pregnancy coming. And I can't imagine, you said she walked 8 days at 8 months pregnant. I'm like, the McCulloughs endured three pregnancies, with all of the conveniences of the modern society. I cannot imagine what it would have been like to be alone, to be walking for 8 days and to get.
Yeah. And how far did you walk, Kevin, carrying a baby? No distance.
I got my bride all the way to the car, and I got the car all the way to the hospital, and I got her in the wheelchair. And then that was about it. maybe 25 steps. But boy, what a joy for her to be able to have, and what a symbolic kind of thing to have someone that's hers, to have a family that is hers, and she is praying for that husband, and there are desires by these women who have been ritualistically, brutally, cruelly abused in so many different ways, and yet what do they ask for? They want God to bless them. They want God to keep their child safe. They want God to bring them a husband. They want to serve him and please him. And they shake the CSI person that's helping them by the shoulders, and they look them in the eyes and they say, please don't stop until we get all of the slaves out. Because they know, like few people do, how bad it is back in the in the homes of the slave masters. So 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909 is the number. Now, you've heard us mention the bag of hope, and I want to talk about why that's important. Because everything that we have heard about the abuse, and it's sexual, it's physical, they're beaten, they're called derogatory names. Some of them are so vulgar and filthy, we don't even have an English equivalent for it. It's amazing that these women have any ability to communicate at all when they get back, to be honest with you, because they've been so muted and so stunted and so isolated. Todd, we talked about this before, but you can be around people and be completely alone, and that's the existence of these slaves. They're not allowed to talk to their slave masters or their families. They're only told what to do, and they have to obey. They are said oftentimes, you cannot be a Christian, you have to become a Muslim. In order to be a good Muslim woman, you have to go circumcise your own genitals. They're given some rusty instruments to do that with on their own. Many of them get infected because it's not a sanitary process. And the level of excruciating pain just seems to reverberate over and over. But as bad as that is, when they receive the bag of hope, when they receive the hug from the CSI worker, when they receive the welcome home celebration from the church that brings them into their community, the level of joy, I would estimate, is similar in intensity to the suffering that they've experienced. It is an unforgiving waterfall of goodness that is falling on them at this point. And friends, what's the difference between that light switch, between the darkness and the suffering and the light and the celebration? That light switch is you. When you give your gift, you flip that switch from darkness to light. You do that when you become part of the process. That's why the McCulloch family is excited to be a part of this ministry every year. We want you to share in that with us. 800-222-5909. Please pick up the phone and call right now. 1-800-222-5909, or go online to WMCA.com.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting?
I'll wait.
Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz.
In New York City, murder has gone down 11%. In Queens County, it's gone down 58%. And I think there's something to be said for making sure that the gangs understand that it was not happening here in Queens County. And if it does, they'll be held accountable.
It's Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909. For those of you that have already liberated a human life and set someone free, we say thank you. And there are those of you that have, and we are so excited. Our goal this spring is 100 lives set free, but we can't do it without you. 1-800-222-5909. I'm Kevin McCullough. Todd Chapman is back with us from Christian Solidarity International. And Todd, to know that we are that light switch that I was talking about, that we have the potential to take someone's life from something that's utter darkness and utter suffering and utter pain and turn it into just abject joy and hope and celebration, that's a rejoicing thing. And knowing that we can be that light switch, all we got to do is flip that light switch on. That's a gift that's given today at 800-222-5909.
I'm looking at a photo of a beautiful young lady. Her name is Anouk, A-N-U-K, and she's got two other names, but we'll just call her Anouk. She's 20 years old, and for the very first time, 20 years old, for the first time, she knows what freedom is. Wow. I mean, just think about that for a second. Can you imagine your whole life, you've known nothing but captivity, abuse, physical, verbal, daily beatings, just relentless labor from pre-dawn until well after dark, very little sleep, very little food. That's all she knew. From the time she was a little girl, she and her mom were abducted, and actually she was then immediately taken away from her mom. The only human being that she, you know, could cling to was taken away from her as well, sold to different slave masters, and that was her new life. And so over 20 years, you have to know she probably lost hope. She probably lost hope. But God had another plan. And thankfully in November, thanks to generous people like you, we were able to free her. And Kev, she's got the most beautiful smile on her face. Many of these women.
Yeah.
Many of these women, when they've endured so much, and culturally, they're kind of stoic as well. But boy, Anouk has just got a beautiful smile from ear to ear. You can see the relief, the joy, the anticipation in her face. And I just want to thank you. You know, there's no way we can possibly know whose gift freed Anouk, but if you have contributed to CSI in any way, shape, or form over the years, you have had a hand and a heart in setting her and others free. So thank you for doing that. But boy, it was a journey. 15 days she had to walk from North Sudan back to South Sudan. And so she's slowly learning to live life, a normal life, if you will, again. She's got the challenge of building a future. She's got a community around her. That's what she hasn't had for 20 years. She's basically just the only human beings around her were human beings that wanted to harm her and abuse her and take advantage of her. Can you imagine how different that feels? I mean, in some ways, it's got to be kind of maybe a hard adjustment to learn to trust people, that people are actually there that care about you.
Yeah, I don't think it's something that they come by easy, because
I don't think so either.
With some of the CSI folks, you know, the first place they get to when they get back is a little recovery camp. And, mm-hmm. This is where they really, you know, there's some of them that need medical care. There's doctors there. Some of them need people to just talk to or have
counseling,
or have them talk to them and kind of pull out their story and their feelings, because they don't, mm-hmm. again, if you've been silent for 15, 20 years, you're not used to communicating. Mm-hmm. But we got to help them and we got to love them. And that first stop is so vital to the process.
Yeah. 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 So that's, so if you want to write her name down, A-N-U-K, pray that God will just, ease her into her new life and that he will provide for her. We know he will. He's already provided a path to freedom thanks to people like you, and that he will continue to secure her future. But our passion and the reason why we come to you today, and have, every spring for years now in WMCA is number one, to tell you that this is a thing, that there are tens of thousands of people still held captive in North Sudan. Women, children, they desire to be in freedom. And we, as followers of Jesus, we should desire that they be in freedom as well. I was thinking about this, Kevin, a couple minutes ago. You know, most of us cannot relate to physical human slavery. It's not a thing for us. But I want you to think about a time in your life when you were going through a valley, a tough time. You know, maybe it was an illness, maybe it was a family struggle, maybe you were mired in debt, and we've all been through something where we're just like, you're just praying, it's like, Lord, man, will I ever get through this? God, can you just bring my suffering to an end? Deliver me, Lord. And when that day came, when you got the good news that, hey, you're in remission now, you know, when the family situation got sorted out, when you paid off that last credit card bill and you don't have that weight of debt hanging over your head anymore, can you remember how good that felt? Can you remember how you stepped into the light, the warmth of the recognition that God really does love me and care about me? And thank you, God, for making a way for me to get through that. Now, amp that up, and I'm not minimizing anybody's situation, but amp that up to the level of, you are a captive. You are a slave. You are abused in every way, shape, and form possible. And then God delivers you. Man, is that exciting? Doesn't that just make you feel good to know that God can use you to be a part of a story like that? I don't know, Kev, when I think about that, it's like, look, $250, that's a sum of money. And things for some people are challenging right now. Totally get and understand that. But boy, when you think about the impact that you can have on a human life for a gift of $250 or whatever part of that you can do. This is really a profound and holy opportunity. So thank you for thinking about it. And we've just got a few days where we're trying to rescue 100 slaves. And so whatever gift you can give, large gift or large, small, everything in between, it's definitely needed and it's going to make a huge difference. So thank you.
Well, 800-222-5909, and there's no doubt about that. And that's why even though $250 is a sacrifice, and it's a lot of money, friends, I'm not undercutting that at all. There's, you know, bills that need to be paid, and we've never had more expensive energy prices and eggs and milk and everything else. I get all of that. But if you're able to do a $250 gift, think about the amount of gasoline or eggs or milk or whatever else you might spend that on, and think about how quickly those resources get used up. But for $250, for $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for the next 5 months, or $125 for 2 months, you can set a life free. You can take a nuke and you can move her from a life of darkness and pain and suffering into a life of celebration and hope. Yeah, she needs help figuring out, you know, exactly what it's going to look like. But you can be the light switch. You can turn on the light of hope for her right now. 800-222-5909 is the number. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com. Coming right back with some final thoughts. Don't go away.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years, so it's proven. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
If the last few years have taught us anything, it's to adapt to change and adapt quickly. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. And yes, there are more changes coming if you're looking to refinance your home. New guidelines are coming out in the near future that are going to make it more difficult to refinance and get the equity out of your home.
That's right. If you have thought about getting some cash out to pay off bills, do some home improvements, or simply have a little bit of a safety net while we navigate through these tougher economic times, it's time to do so right now.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com, and get that free mortgage checkup and make sure you and your family are in the best financial situation possible.
That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Want more of AM 570 The Mission and our hosts? Then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for encouraging tweets, what's coming up on the radio, news from our ministries, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 570 The Mission. Come tweet with us.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It is Christian Solidarity International with Kevin McCullough and setting people free through the joy of the gospel of Jesus. And one of the things we haven't mentioned very much today is that these slaves primarily do come from Christian backgrounds. But one of the joys for the women to come home is that a Christian community led by a pastor of a local church and a church of, you know, 100-150 people coming around and saying, you're no longer alone. We are going to worship and rejoice and celebrate with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, these women, and kids, when they were taken, it was religious persecution, under the guise of war, and they've been held ever since. And so, we, as the brothers and sisters in Christ, were providing freedom for them in the name of Jesus. And I got to tell you, man, we talk a lot about what your gift does for them, but I want to focus just for a quick second on what your obedience to what God is laying on your heart, and what it does when we give in us. It transforms us. That's why Jesus talks so much about giving. I mean, we're created to be like Christ. That's what Christian means, Christ-like. Jesus is the ultimate giver. He gave his all for you and me and every human being on the planet. He laid down his life so that we might know freedom in Christ. And so if you're going through a struggle or whatever that looks like for you, and you're trying to find your way through, you want to feel better about life, you want to feel more fulfilled, I would just encourage you, give. Trust the Lord and let him use you. And giving is a big part of that. You will be blessed. These slaves will be blessed. Kev, there's no downside to what we're inviting the WMCA family to do today. This is what God has created us and resourced us to do. So step into that with a heart of gratitude and joy that God is going to use you to free a human being.
800-222-5909. Friends, we literally get to be part of the process of setting the captive free. I know people read that expression in the text of Scripture and they're like, well, we can't really do that because, we're in the day of post-slavery. No, we're not. No, we're not. And injustice is still alive. And it almost makes me kind of roll my eyes when we talk about the injustice of the American society or the West or whatever, because we don't know injustice here, friends. We don't really know what it is to be abused in five different ways of life, verbally and physically and emotionally and spiritually and, relationally. We don't understand what that kind of suffering is. But you know what we do get to be part of? The solution. We get to be part of eliminating those things from people's lives. And what a joy to be able to do so. So, my friend, please don't sit back on the sidelines. Do what the McCullough family, do what my kids drove me to do during COVID. They said, Dad, we have to do something about this. 800-222-5909. And let's celebrate the release of another captive, the setting free of another slave. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. You can give online as well. It's WMCA.com. It only takes a couple of minutes. You'll be on and off in just under 2 minutes, I think, if you go there, WMCA.com. Click on the CSI banner. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being with us. 800-222-5909.